Those thoughts are driven by emotions like anxiety, feelings of pain, distress, irritability, craving. And those thoughts reinforce those same emotions in us. It's very cyclical. And even if those thoughts are just a kind of random static that tends to be in our minds, we're often just not present. Those thoughts are not what we want to be thinking about. They're not what we want to be present with. So we're not really with other people. We're not really with our own experience. And we just simply have no peace. We have no inner rest. And our thoughts seem to be out of control a lot of the time. Thoughts just keep on appearing. Those thoughts can get us into trouble. They can cause stress. They can cause depression. And in fact, the Buddha said that nothing causes as much pain as an unguarded mind. When we're not watching the mind, when the mind is just doing its own thing, it can cause us an immense amount of pain. So for all these reasons, the idea of a still mind is very attractive to us. But it can also seem to be very distant. The sheer quantity of thinking that we're afflicted with can make it seem as if stillness is for other people. It's not for us. Only special people can be still, can have calmness. Perhaps only spiritual people, or people who are living very different lives from us, people who are perhaps living in ashrams or going on retreats in the Himalayas. We may believe that we're not cut out for experiencing stillness, for experiencing calmness, that it's perhaps not even possible for us to feel stillness, that there's something wrong with us. But these are all just other thoughts. This is just part of what our mind does. It comes up with thoughts all the time. These are thoughts and not reality. And one thing we're going to be learning is that we can't believe everything that we think. Just because we think that we can't have a still mind doesn't mean that that's the case. Stillness of mind is something that's available to all of us. It's potentially there in all of us. This is what in Buddhism is called Buddha nature. We all have the potential to experience mental stillness, to experience contentment, to experience peace. But to get there, we have to start from where we are. And it's a cliche, it goes back to Confucius, I believe, but every journey begins with a single step. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So we need to start off just by making the first step. And the first step for us is accepting how much thinking we do. We have to first of all start noticing how much thinking we do and accept it. That's just how things are at present. There may be all this static in the mind. There may be all this junk thinking going on. There might be all this thinking which is unhelpful for us, which is causing us stress, which is causing us depression, which is making us angry. But we have to begin just by accepting that that's where we are. That's what we're starting with. That's what we're working with. That's the kind of mind that we're going to be working with. There's nowhere else we can start but where we are. So I'd like to lead you through just a very brief meditation, a 2-minute meditation, where we're going to be following the physical sensations of the breath. So I'd like you just to begin by sitting comfortably and begin noticing the physical sensations of your breathing. Just notice the feeling of the breath as it flows in and flows out of the body. And you may notice thoughts arising, and just let them arise. Just staying with the physical sensations of the breath. So sometimes you'll become aware that your mind has wandered, and just gently bringing it back to the sensations of the breath again.